This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
Funding has been obtained to implement two of the three remaining wildfire risk reduction projects in the community forest. The Cortez Community Forest Cooperative was the first shovel-ready project to be funded on the coast by the Forest Enhancement Society of BC, who receives its funding and direction from the BC government to support innovative forestry projects around the province. The deadline for the completion of these projects using this grant is March 31st of next year, and Mark Lombard, manager of the community forest, said that they will get started on them this fall after the fire season is over. I spoke with Lombard for more.
So tell me about this recently obtained grant.
The community forest applied for funding this spring from the Forest Enhancement Society of BC to implement two wildfire risk reduction projects in the community forest. It's a new funding stream that became available starting last year. Forest Enhancement Society of BC previously gave funding focused on fiber utilization, so getting more use out of the trees from logging, lots of larger scale things. But since last year, they've been spending half their money on wildfire risk reduction, and they have a mandate to spend it all around the coast. So we're the first shovel-ready project that they have funded on the coast. So it's really exciting, actually.
What does it mean for the community forest to be receiving this grant? How are the remaining fire risk reduction projects that you guys had planned out, how are they going to get funded otherwise?
Good question. As it turns out, we had a bit of a lag in getting funding to do the projects. Just a tiny bit of background. We worked with the regional district to get a revised community wildfire protection plan done for Cortez, and that was completed in 2020. And that involved going out on the whole land base. They had consultants who came and walked the whole island for about a week. And I was with them for a couple of the days in the community forest. We really set a pretty fast pace, and they collected all kinds of data. And then they use modeling software to predict where lightning strikes would be and where the winds would be and what the fuel loads are in those areas and where wildfires would move from one place to another on the island, how quickly, and also where are the values at risk. Residential neighborhoods, the recycling center, which has and other chemicals that are stored there for recycling and so on. Then within that community wildfire protection plan, there were some areas of specific recommendation on the community forest, which is about 39% of the Cortez land base. Some of it was to build access to certain areas so that we could get access for firefighting, so road access. And then some of the recommendations were wildfire risk reduction projects around the recycling center and in certain residential neighborhoods. So thinning out the dead and dying small trees and getting rid of some of the finer forest floor fuels, as well as doing some limbing. And then the fourth recommendation was to create a bit of a fire break so that if a fire started in the north end of the island or in the Whale Town or Gorge Harbor residential areas, that the northwesterly wouldn't be so easily able to blow it through to the south end or vice versa if there was a southeasterly. So the projects that we got funding for this spring are the Coulter Bay residential neighborhood to the west of the community forest. And then in Squirrel Cove in the community forest, there's an area that's really overgrown, a plantation. And so the projects are to thin those areas out and reduce the fuel loads. And so just wrap up this little background, we got the general program recommendations in 2020. And then we went and got funding from the BC Municipalities Risk Reduction Fire Smart Grant to do specific prescriptions in those areas. And then we got funding again the next year to do archaeological assessments as requested by the Tlalaman First Nation. And then in 2021, we got funding and we did a risk reduction project around the recycling center. 3.7 hectares were treated, thinning. If you look around the recycling center, you can see that there are not a lot of small dead trees and there are not a lot of fine fuels on the forest floor. So we did that. And then the Union of BC Municipalities told us that they were not going to fund any more projects on Cortez. They wanted to spread the money around and do other things. And so we had a little bit of a period where we weren't able to get funding for those projects because a lot of the funding for wildfire risk reduction is directed to the interior where there's a higher incidence of wildfire. So then this spring, I applied for this new funding source from Forest Enhanced Society BC, and they were pleased to fund us a pilot really for the coast because we were the only shovel-ready project. We were the only project that had specific prescriptions in place and archaeological assessments ready to go. And so the next phase was to actually do the treatments.
And so With these two projects that will be funded by this new grant that you've obtained, when those are done, will that mark the completion of all of your wildfire risk reduction projects that y'all had planned?
In large part, there are two projects that are not completely, won't be completely finished. One of them is an area that was recommended that straddles the Clahoos First Nation Reserve and the community forest in Squirrel Cove to the south. And that project, we want the Clahoos to take the lead on that. So we're not, I'm not initiating anything on that project at this point. And then the other thing, Louis, is in the Community Wildfire Protection Plan, they had recommended a fairly large fire break going from Anvil Lake right to the highway shed. But we decided that we didn't want to do a fire break as big as what they recommended. It just wouldn't be super popular with the island. It would have been a fairly large opening. So instead we started by building one leg of road, and then we did a small fire break, and you can see it from the public road. It was just planted this spring. And then this spring we built a second leg of road. And the idea is that in the future, we'll probably do a small 1.5 hectare block right at the end of the wetland in an area that is actually a really overgrown, not overgrown, but unhealthy mistletoe hemlock forest, and plant alder there. It's the only area in that part of the community forest that's wet enough and suitable to plant alder. And alder, as a deciduous tree, the canopy makes a bit of a natural fire break. And so we've built the road almost to where that would be, but there was certainly quite a bit of community concern, and in particular the neighbors in that area were concerned about operations in there. So we've taken a slow approach to that, but we're also talking with the fire department about potentially, because we're making a smaller fire break than what was recommended, we're talking about potentially being able to put a sprinkler system in the fire break or in the fire breaks or along the road, so that if there was a real fire happening, that we could actually get water in there and make like a moisture cloud in that area. So those two projects, both the one along Clahoos Reserve and the and further fuel break in the sort of Gorge Harbor operating area, those projects will probably happen in the future. But the other thing, Louis, is that now with wildfires being such a big risk, there's a new mandate that wildfire risk reduction components of Community Wildfire Protection Plan be updated every 5 years. And so I was just talking to the Fire Smart coordinator 2 days ago, and he said that there's about $16,000 available this year and into next year to update the Community Wildfire Protection Plan for specific risk reduction areas. And because of longer droughts and more data being available, it's likely that there'll be the next round of priority areas for treatment. So what I'm hoping is that we'll be able to work with the regional district to continue and BC Wildfire Service to continually update the wildfire protection plan, and so figure out where the next level of priorities are, so that we can integrate that into the community forest operating plans going forward on an ongoing basis.
When do these two projects that will be funded by this new grant, when will those be completed, do you think?
The deadline is March 31st of next year. So we expect to get started as soon as the fire season's over this fall.
Louis Beaucourt, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.